Listening Test 4, Section A. Question 1. I'd like to go to the movies this evening. Will you go with me?
Well, I'll go if you really want to, but I'm a little tired.
What conclusion can we make from the woman's statement? Number 2. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the nearest hotel?
Sorry, I'm a stranger here. There's a policeman over there. Why don't you ask him?
What do we learn about this woman from the conversation?
Number 3. I have plenty of good ideas, Professor Johnson, but haven't been able to organize them clearly. May I give you the paper a few days late?
You know that I always prefer a well-written paper, even if it is late.
How does the professor react to the student? Number 4. You've been here 3 years. Have you had much chance to travel?
Not much. Last year, I planned to go to Beijing in December, but I had to postpone the trip because of the bad weather. Then, a few months later, I finally made it there.
When did the man go to Beijing?
Number 5. 10 8-cent stamps and 5 4-cent stamps, please.
Here you are. That will be $1.
Where does this conversation most probably take place? Number 6. What do you think of Professor White's English class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I think he could choose more appropriate questions for the tests.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Number 7. I'd like to go to the concert tonight, but it starts at 7, and I have to work until 5. There won't be enough time to go home for dinner.
I've got an idea. I'll pick you up after work, and we'll eat in a restaurant. That'll give us plenty of time to get to the concert.
What do we learn from this conversation? Number 8. Jack, did you bake the cake for Jim's party?
I had Helen do it.
Who baked the cake?
Number 9. I haven't had much exercise lately. My only hobby has been watching TV or going to the movies. What do you do in spare time?
In the summer, I like to play tennis instead of swimming. My favorite sport in winter is skiing.
What is the woman's favorite sport in summer? Number 10. In another half hour, we'll be home.
What time is it now?
It's 3:10.
When will they be home?
Section B. Passage 1. Several days ago, 3 lions escaped from a circus due to the carelessness of one of the keepers. 2 of the lions headed for the grassland not far away, where they were immediately caught by their trainer. The 3rd one, however, went into town, and when he saw an open window on the 1st floor of a private home, he jumped in. Inside, he found an elderly lady whose eyesight was failing. She thought the animal was a large dog and patted it on the head. The wild beast paid no attention to her and went into the bedroom. Here he fell asleep on the carpet. It was there that the trainer found the lion. He and his helpers put him in a cage and carried him back quietly to the circus.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. How did the lions escape? Number 12. Where did two of the lions go? Number 13. Why wasn't the old woman afraid? Passage 2. My grandfather used to have a beautiful pocket watch. He wore it on a fine gold chain across the front of his waistcoat, and when I was small, he promised to leave it to me in his will. When I'm gone, he said, this is going to be yours. Unfortunately, that will never happen now. About 3 months ago, my grandfather came up to London to visit us. The first Sunday morning after he arrived, my youngest son said he wanted to go to the park. We'll do better than that, said my grandfather. We'll go and feed the pigeons in Trafalgar Square. So off they went. They got home about tea time, and my grandfather was looking very upset. My watch, he said, it's gone. Someone must have stolen it while we were feeding the pigeons.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 14. When did the grandfather plan to give the speaker his pocket watch? Number 15. Who did the grandfather go to Trafalgar Square with? Number 16. What happened to the watch? Passage 3. Now I'd like to talk to you about the final exam. The exam will be held next Thursday, the last day of exam week. Remember to bring two or three pens in case one is out of ink. Unlike the midterm, this test will not include multiple choice questions. It will consist entirely of essays. You'll have to answer three of the five essay questions. The exam will be comprehensive. This means you will be responsible for all of the subject matter we've covered in class. I would suggest you review the midterm as well as the textbook and your class notes. The final will count for 50% of your grades in the course. The research project will count for 20%, and the midterm, 30%. I'll be in my office almost all day on Tuesday of next week. If you run into any problem, please feel free to stop in. Good luck with your studying. I'll see you on Thursday.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 17. What will the students bring with them to the exam? Number 18. What will be the format of the exam? Number 19. Why does the teacher call the exam comprehensive? Number 20. When is this talk most likely being given?